Erevin Perkhes Mishneh 8:5. We've already established that everyone in the chatzer must participate in the Erev to allow everyone to carry. If one person's a holdout, nobody can carry. The question our Mishnah wants to consider is what happens if somebody owns a home in the chatzer, he doesn't participate in the Erev, but he's also not there for Shabbos. He's gone away for Shabbos. So we'll have to consider whether or not that's considered to be resident, even though he's actually not physically there for Shabbos, and that will partially depend on whether he may indeed come back on Shabbos, meaning he's therefore hasn't really waived his residency, or if he's really gone and definitely not coming back, in which case he probably has. In addition, we have to differentiate between a Jew and a Gentile. You recall that when it comes to a Gentile, technically their residency in the first place wouldn't cause problems. It's just that we're concerned for Jews to live with idolaters and learn their ways, and therefore we made it difficult for Jews to live in a quarter with idolaters, force an idolater to have to rent his rights to the Jews so they can all carry there. So the Gentiles, in some level, more lenient, in as much as there's only a gezeira that makes it difficult to live with them. On the other hand, a Jew who leaves, certainly if he's going on the tchum, but in general, his Shabbos is a Shabbos, he's not coming back probably. Whereas a Gentile comes back at any time, who knows, Shabbos isn't Shabbos to him. So, in the Mishnah we'll have to discuss both Jews and Gentiles, and we'll have four opinions on the subject. Here we go. The Mishnah says, "Hamaniach beiso v'halach lishbos be'ir acheres." If a person leaves his home in the chatzer, and he doesn't participate in the Eruv, and he goes to spend Shabbos in a different city. Echad nachri ve'echad Yisrael, doesn't matter whether he's a Jew or Gentile, hareza oser, if he didn't participate in the Erev, or in the case of a Gentile, rent out his space to the Jews, so then it's hareza oser, he restricts everybody, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds, in both cases, Jew and Gentile, they don't participate, they restricted everybody. So Rebbe Meir is the strict opinion over here. And his rationale is that a person on some level still retains his residency, and therefore when it comes to a Gentile, he could come back at any time. Unless we know for a fact he's not coming back, he's gone to a different city and he has no intention explicitly of coming back, in which case Rabbi Meir would even agree. So he could come back, doesn't matter, he's in a different city, and therefore he restricts. As for the Jew, if he's gone to a different city, of course, he won't be coming back to the Shabbos, presumably. But nevertheless, Rabbi Meir has a gezera, separate rabbinic enactment, which is, we're afraid if we will allow people to carry without this neighbor participating in the Erev, people will get confused about the halachas, and they will not differentiate between when he is there and when he isn't there. They will carry without him participating in the Erev. Therefore, Rabbi Meir is strict in both cases, not allowing people to carry unless everyone, including the absentee resident, participates in the Erev, or in the case of a Gentile, rents out his rights. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, is lenient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, nope, if you're not there for Shabbos, then your ownership of the house doesn't constitute residency, and everyone can carry. When it comes to the Jew, this is straightforward. We're saying since he's not there for Shabbos, he's not restricting. End of discussion. He doesn't have this. He's in a different city, so therefore no reason to assume he'll come back, and we have no concern in contribute of making this special extra gazer, like Rabbi Meir did, that people won't differentiate. As far as the Gentile goes, so Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if the Gentile made it clear he is coming back on Shabbos, or have good reason to think he's going to come back on Shabbos, then he would indeed restrict everyone from carrying. Like Rabbi Meir. And he certainly holds, if the Gentiles said he's gone to a different city and has certainly no intention of coming back, then even Rabbi Meir would agree that he doesn't restrict. It's the middle case where we don't know what the Gentile's thinking. We know he's not around for Shabbos. He's at his other house, maybe in a different city, but who knows what he's going to do? Maybe he'll come back, maybe he won't. So while Rabbi Meir is strict, says maybe he will come back, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we'll be lenient and say we can assume he's not coming back, and that's that. It'll be different if he actually does come back. He would cause restrictions, but until he does come back, we will be lenient, says Rabbi Yehuda. The third shita is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is somewhere in the middle. He takes sides, partly like Rabbi Meir, partly like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Nachri Oser. Rabbi Yossi says, like Rabbi Meir, that a Gentile does restrict if he doesn't participate by renting out his rights to the residents, because a Gentile can come back at any time. And even if he's in a different city, he can come back. So unless he made it perfectly clear, explicitly, he's not coming back, we have to be afraid he's going to come back, and therefore we're restricted. However, Yisrael eino osa. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that if a Jew has gone to a different city, so then no reason to think he'll come back, and therefore the fact that he owns a house doesn't restrict anybody, and therefore they can carry. She'ein derech Yisrael lavo v'Shabbos. As Rabbi Yossi says, it's just not normal for a Jew who's gone out of town to come back on Shabbos. He spends Shabbos in one place, and why would he come back? Okay? The Bartanura says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but just hold that thought for a second. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, afilu hiniach beiso v'halach lishbos etzel bito ba'oso a'ir. Rabbi Shimon, being super lenient, says, even if the Jew left his home and is staying in a different home for Shabbos in the same city, and he's staying by his daughter's house, so it's obviously no big deal at all for him to come back home, it's in the same city, there's no tchum problem, he's just like down the street, still eino oser, still, says Rabbi Shimon, the Jew who's not present over Shabbos doesn't restrict the others. Shekfar hisiyah malibo, he has no intention of coming back, and that's the din. If a person has no intention of coming back, so then he's not coming back, and therefore he doesn't restrict. Now, the Gemara first of all points out that this is true if the Jew was going to stay by his daughter in town. If he's going to stay by his daughter-in-law, meaning by his son and daughter-in-law, so then the halach is not this way, because it is not uncommon for a person to get into a disagreement with his daughter-in-law and end up saying, fine, I'm going home, going back to his place. So, well, the Mishnah does say his hisiach da'at, it's out of his mind to go back home. That's only if he's going to his daughter, where he can assume safely he'll be sticking around for Shabbos. As for the more tenuous situation of one's daughter-in-law, he leaves the possibility open in the back of his mind that he'll have to come back home, and therefore he would restrict the others. So now, Rabbi Shimon's the most lenient for sure. He says even if the Jew's in the same town, he doesn't restrict, assuming he's not planning on coming back. That is the din, the halacha, and that's the Bartanura also says that. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So that's true when it comes to Jews. If they're not home, they don't restrict. As for non-Jews, so Rabbi Shimon is not explicit. He doesn't discuss that topic. And the Rishonim are split over who the halacha goes like. The Rambam, who the Bartanura follows, says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning that non-Jews do restrict. And unless we know for certain the non-Jew is not coming back, he could come back, and therefore, unless he rents out his rights, you can't carry without the non-Jew participating, even if the non-Jew is out of town. That's how the Rambam paskins, and that's what the Bartanura says here, halach like Rabbi Yossi. Others, namely the Rosh and the Rashba, go more leniently, like Rabbi Yehuda, and say the non-Jew is out of town, doesn't restrict, unless we have a good reason to think he's going to come back. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. The Ramah says we can follow the more lenient opinion, like the Rosh, and not be restricted by Gentiles who aren't around for Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha says he doesn't want to go with leniency, he wants to be strict, and therefore it'll turn out then, ostensibly, barring any super extenuating situation, a non-Jew who is got a home in the neighborhood will restrict unless we know for certain he's not coming back, whereas a Jew who has a home in the neighborhood, assuming he's left and not hasn't got intention of coming back for Shabbos, he won't restrict. If the Jew does come back on Shabbos, if he had no intention of coming back, he won't mess anybody up, whereas if the Gentile does show up out of the blue and we'd been caring, assuming he was definitely not coming back, he will actually then restrict the people, meaning that for the rest of Shabbos, no one can carry in that chatzer.